This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going over on Broadway Street, New Zone Gallery. It's a artist collective here in town. Every year, I think this is the third year, they do a little show called the Cabinet of Steampunk Curiosities, and this year they've expanded it a bit. There's a small show over there right now of some steampunk artwork. But then on this Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st, the entire gallery will become steampunk. There will be people in costume. There will be music, refreshments. It's really a cool event.
Well, I think you plan on going, I assume.
Yes.
So if you go, I think it's really important that you should have a steampunk name.
Oh.
And you can go to a steampunk name generator online, and I put in your name, and you are Flying Officer Noah Follywall Crudgington.
Follywall Crudgington.
Yes.
Whoa, that probably requires a hat, huh?
Well, I think hyphenated names were de rigueur. Steampunk, as some people know, maybe not everybody understands, it's a subgenre of science fiction.
Right.
It combines technology from the 19th century industrial steam power. Sometimes people imagine it as in the future, as if we only had steam power and what that kind of future might look.
Like Jules Verne meets 21st century kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the few pieces that are in the show right now that you can go over and look at this week, there's one by Judd Turner, and it's called Sousaphone. And it's just a jumble of various horns, the flute ends of the horns sticking out, and then tubing going in every direction you can imagine. And it looks like it might work, but I really don't think so. It's just visual curiosity.
A real characteristic of steampunk are anachronistic technologies, sometimes called retro-futuristic. And imagining weird sort of Rube Goldberg instruments is very much part of the genre.
And Steve LaRica is really kind of behind all of this. He's very involved. He's kind of the director over there at New Zone. And he always comes up with these just futuristic things. One of them was called Wozniak's Conundrum, I believe it was. And he put an old early Apple computer and hooked it up so it actually functioned with like 1822 keyboard, and it does things like makes electricity jump around and maybe distributes brandy and that kind of stuff.
That's a perfect example of retro-futuristic, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's two totally different centuries that have been combined together.
Yes.
That's really wonderful.
And then on the Friday night and Saturday night, the events start at 7 o'clock. There is a ticket fee. You can get tickets at the door. But a lot of the people that are in the show that have entered something, they will come in full costume, strutting around, you know, and like it's a play.
When you think of costume, think Seven of Nine with her, you know, her cat suit and her weird eye apparatus.
Lots of handlebar mustaches and monocles and hats.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be music and all of that on
Steampunk is a certain kind of music as well.
Yes, it is. So the Cabinet of Steampunk Curiosities, the big event, is this Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock at New Zone Gallery here in Eugene. This has been Viz City. This is Flying Officer Noah Follywool Crudgington.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.